Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. On the radio, 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell show on demand. Tomorrow at 10 in the morning, what are you doing? You ought to be watching the Deborah Cobell Live podcast because I'm going to be on it. My wife's going to interview me on the history of the John and Ken show. It's about an hour at 10 o'clock. It's on Facebook and YouTube. Just search for Deborah Cobell Live. And that's where you can see it, and it'll be recorded. You could watch it after that forever and do that. 10 o'clock tomorrow, Deborah Cobell Live, and you'll see me and her talking about the whole history of the infamous John and Ken show. Now, yesterday at this time, we were telling you that one of Jeffrey Epstein's girls had gone public a few years. Well, news broke yesterday that a few years ago, this woman, Sarah Ransom, had told a reporter through a series of emails that there are definitely videotapes of various well-known people having sex with these underage girls. And one of them was Bill Clinton. We'll get to that in a moment. But that was in the news big time yesterday, all right, that there was definitive video. You could see his face having sex with a teenage girl. Today, the New York Post has this story. Bill Clinton spotted palling around with, guess who? Gavin Newsom. They're at a Mexican resort yesterday. A luxurious Mexican resort. The Four Seasons in Tamarindo, Mexico. And there's photos of this as well. Clinton was wearing a multicolored short sleeve shirt and a pair of blue shorts, carrying a Panama hat. He was lounging in the back of a golf cart with his legs crossed. They should be nailed shut. Good Lord. And in the front of the cart was Newsom and his wife, Jennifer Seibel. So that's who Gavin Newsom and the wife was hanging out with. Now, they used to hang out with Harvey Weinstein. Now they're hanging out with Clinton. Nice set of friends the Newsoms have, huh? Jeez. If they ever call and want your teenage daughter to join them, I wouldn't So they were sitting in front of the cart, and nobody knows if Hillary was there. Bill was in a villa that could only be reached by a private footpath, and the Secret Service was guarding that path so nobody can get anywhere near it. Which leads me to a trio of stories about Epstein. I'm going to talk about Sarah Ransom again, because yesterday it came out that among all the documents being dumped were a series of emails that Sarah Ransom had exchanged with a New York Post reporter at the time named Maureen Callahan, where she went into detail about the sex videos that Epstein had recorded of Clinton and the girls and some other celebrities as well. Richard Branson and Prince Andrew. And those emails are from 2016. And in subsequent interviews a few years back, Ransom had retracted the story, which I always think is an interesting word, what retract means. And her excuse was, well, this is just going to basically, this is going to cause me a lot of trouble and there's threats and I don't want to deal with it. So retracting doesn't mean, hey, I made up the story, it wasn't true. Retracting means just pretend you didn't hear it. Well, she changed her mind again, and she went on British TV on a morning show this week, and she's back to her original story. She says she took back the allegations because her family was threatened by Ghislaine Maxwell and others. And then she went on Good Morning Britain Tuesday morning and said it's no secret that the alleged tapes were made. There's videos that exist. The people know that people know they exist. I'm sure they're very frightened of them being released. Now, you might be thinking, well, Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, maybe they destroyed all these videos or somebody destroyed them for him. Apparently, one of the girls who had sex with Epstein's celebrities, she got copies of the tapes and she's holding on to them. And that's where Ransom is getting all the information. And the FBI supposedly has hundreds of items of evidence. And she's calling on the FBI to release all this. Maxwell, I didn't know this. She once appeared on 60 Minutes and slipped up. And when she was asked about the tapes, she said, I don't know where they are. Not that they don't exist, no such thing. I don't know where they are. This is, of course, the Ransom, the woman who said that Trump had sex with many girls, including one of their friends. Boy, they could find this woman. Then she's got the mother load. You imagine a leaked sex tape showing Bill Clinton? You know, the thing is, he's such a sociopath, he's not even going to care. I mean, he's got nothing to lose anymore. She also says that Clinton and Al Gore were both wandering around Pedophile Island. Al Gore! And that's not that shocking, because you remember Al Gore ended up with that a scandal with a masseuse in Oregon? He was getting massages some years ago, and there were some allegations from the masseuse, and shortly after that story, he got divorced from his wife. So he's got a suspicious history as well. Is this all they do? You wonder why the country is so badly run. I mean, Clinton, Gore, and Trump. They've also implicated the billionaire Les Wexner. He ran Victoria's Secret. And apparently he had all the girls, and he's the one who made Jeffrey Epstein rich. Epstein handled a lot of his money dealings and investments. And so I guess the deal was Epstein got rich off Les Wexner. Wexner, in turn, got unlimited teenage girls. Another woman, Virginia Jeffrey, who had the original lawsuit, said she had sex with not only Prince Andrew, but another foreign royal. She doesn't know the name, but she was in the south of France with him. And he spoke English, but he also spoke another foreign language. I was introduced to him as a prince. And Jeffrey is the one who saw Clinton, Al Gore, and Heidi Klum on the island as well. This was some island. So this these tapes have been coming out now for about 5 days, and every day gets better and better. And Clinton leaves the country and goes to visit Gavin Newsom at a Mexican resort. And remember, his wife was a little bit involved with Weinstein. You can judge people by their company.
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
I can't get enough of these stories. But this is just boob world. You know, the government's mandating electric vehicles. They've done this in Oslo, Norway. They now have electric buses. And this is the first winter with an almost all-electric fleet. And you may have heard that electric cars and buses don't work very well when it's cold. Well, the average temperature in Oslo this time of year is 25 degrees. It rarely gets more than a couple of degrees above freezing. At night, the low is in the upper teens. So every day, day after day, the weather is pretty cold. And the report out of Oslo is 1,000 bus departures have been canceled because the electric buses don't work. The company that's responsible for operating the buses is asking for patience while we learn to cope with the energy transition. See, they had all diesel buses in Oslo, but diesel is bad. And electric is good, except diesel buses took you home. Electric buses leave you stranded in the cold. What's the phrase, they want patience while we learn to cope? So what are you supposed to do? They got you out of the car. They promised you a bus ride. Their stupid electric bus doesn't work. And it's not going to work because they don't work in cold weather, which is all you get in Oslo this time of year. So what's patience? You're supposed to stand there how long? Till you freeze, stiff, and die? By the way, Oslo going all electric with their buses is going to have no effect on the climate. None. Zero. It's a total waste of time and great discomfort if you're a Norwegian stuck. Although considering, you know, the way people are in Norway, everybody's probably just nodding politely and saying, well, yes, this is my part that I have to contribute a little bit of suffering for the good of the planet. Except you're going to freeze to death and become compost. As Andrew Stutterford writes in the National Review, one of the benchmarks of human progress over the centuries has been our increased resilience in the face of unfavorable weather conditions. So far, the electrification of the Oslo's bus fleet has reduced that resilience. This is not progress. This is just stupid. This is, again, I talked earlier about the crazed fanatical zealotry of these progressives. All their ideas suck. They really suck. You know, you stop prosecuting drug crimes, you get thousands of drug addicts dying in the street. That's all you get. You stop prosecuting criminals, you get hundreds of burglaries and break-ins. You start turning your bus fleet into electric buses, and you get people standing around in the cold with no way to get home. These ideas all suck. They don't work. They make everything worse. Apparently, because they're expecting more problems tomorrow and the day after that, maybe endlessly. I don't know how they're going to get around this. So the company, Rutler, is deploying a number of diesel-powered emergency buses. These were the buses in regular service until January 1st. And now it's January 8th and they're back. So the electric bus experiment lasted 8 days. Oh, and the diesel buses are working. They're actually picking up the bus passengers from from the bus stops. Now, they encourage you to take buses because then you won't drive your car, right? Cars are bad because they run on gasoline. So go take a bus. Well, except the electric buses don't run. Go get a bike, I guess. You know, it's really fun biking when it's 25 degrees out. I just don't understand. You're going to hear these stories are coming out from all over the northern lands. What I am reading is that people now because a lot of people experimented and bought their electric car this year here in America. They're enjoying their first winter with an electric car, and it's not happening because the battery is pretty low after sitting there overnight. And then as you're driving, the range drops dramatically. And all you can do is drive your gas car. I would never have only an electric car in the house. No way. You imagine if there's an actual, some kind of an evacuation emergency? Has anybody thought this through? You know, when you have these massive fire evacuations and you have jam-ups and people are stuck in traffic for, you know, 10, 12 hours. What are you doing in an electric car? You can't evacuate an electric car. That's impossible in heavy traffic. People leave hurricane sites. The hell? We're all going to die. All this progressive nonsense, we're all going to die. That's what's going to happen. All right, more coming up.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We had a conversation with Mark Krikorian from the Center for Immigration Studies on the Mexican president trying to blackmail the Biden administration. Refusing to help stop the flow of illegal migrants unless we send billions of dollars worth of money to all these Central American communist socialist countries and unless we give 10 million migrants amnesty, all sorts of crazy stuff. So we talked with Mark on that. We also had Andy Field on for NBC News talking about how it looks like there's a lot of bolts missing and a lot of door plugs in a number of Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets that United and Alaska Air have grounded. There's a lot of loose bolts. This could have happened quite a few times. We just told you about the stupid electrification craze going on in Oslo, Norway. On the 1st of January, they went with all electric buses, and they've had to cancel 1,000 bus departures because the electric buses don't work in cold weather. And this is Norway, and it's January, and the average temperature is 25 degrees, so the buses don't start. And now they're pulling out their diesel buses 8 days after they garaged them. Another stupid push has been this fake, artificial, phony baloney water shortage claim that's been going on for many, many years. And you know the routine. Oh, my God. If you look this up yourselves, you will see that California constantly cycles, Southern California constantly cycles between dry years and wet years. The patterns are not entirely predictable, which is something I want to get into in a minute. But over the years, these progressive freaks, fanatics, zealots have insisted that we are using too much water. Now, basic science is that the same amount of water is always on Earth. We never get more water. We never get less water. It rains. The water flows into the ocean. It evaporates into clouds. The clouds move over land and it rains. And then the water drains out into the ocean and then evaporates and goes up in the clouds over and over and over again. Same amount of water. And it's just our job when it rains to collect the rain. Now, you don't get the same rain every year. Maybe we get 4 inches one year. Maybe we get 35 inches. That's the way it works. Every spot on the planet has variable rainfall. California is by nature more extreme. It's a semi-arid climate. It's prone to droughts. There have been droughts that have lasted a couple of hundred years within the research memory that scientists have. Whatever methods they use to try to research past climate changes, they have found, between the year, roughly, I don't know, year 1000 to year 1400, most of that time was dry. About, I think, 180 years, there was virtually no rain. And if you notice, they can't predict anything because I think 2 years ago, well, it was last winter, right? We got socked with a lot of rain. It was one of the wettest, coldest winters that we've had in over 40 years. They had predicted a warmer, drier winter. They were totally wrong. Now, this year was supposed to be this crazy, insane El Nino winter. And El Nino is supposed to be the big rain. We had a week during Christmas, not much before, not much since. We're still below average. And the prediction was above average. Last year they missed. This year they missed. They claim El Nino years are wet. Sometimes they're dry. They claim La Nina years are dry. Sometimes they're wet. They don't know. But this water conservation plan from the state of California is predicting too much dry weather. And what you may not know is that there is a water restriction plan that's quite strict that's supposed to come to California beginning in 2025. In fact, the proposed rules call for more than 400 cities serving 95% of us to meet these strict conservation targets starting next year. And these are so strict that the Legislative Analyst's Office in Sacramento has said too strict, too costly, very hard to achieve, and there's no justification for this. In many cases, there's no justification for these restrictions. In fact, the legislative analyst office told the state water board that the regulations would set such stringent standards for outdoor use that the water suppliers wouldn't have much wiggle room in complying, and the price of water is going to go way up. And what the benefits of these new rules, it's unclear if these benefits will outweigh the costs. And it's just based on, they claim that the state's water supply is going to shrink by 10% because of changing weather conditions between now and 2040. How the hell would they know that? There is no possible way any person on the planet could know whether we're going to have 10% more or 10% less water by the year 2040. And we have the freaking Pacific Ocean out there. You just have to build water desalination plants up and down the coast. That's it. You solved the problem. 10 years ago, in 2014, we passed a bill agreeing to borrow $7 billion to create more reservoirs in the state. They've never spent a dollar. And when that comes up in the news, all these officials go, well, there's really no place to put new reservoirs. Well, then why was there a ballot initiative to borrow $7 billion if there's no place to put them? What are they going to be doing with that money? We've spent about $13 billion on high-speed rail. What if that went to water desalination plants? Do you know a huge amount of water gets flushed into the Pacific Ocean every year because we're trying to save those stupid the salmon and what's that other fish? I forgot the name of the fish. It's really thin and flimsy and ugly, and these fanatics are obsessed on the condition of the fish. There's no use for the fish. If it disappeared, it disappeared. It wouldn't matter. But instead, well, it says in here, it's a long-term plan to reduce our use of water. Why? Why can't we use as much water as we want to, as much as we need to? We have it. We just have to access it. That's what our tax money should go for. Build the desalination plants. Build the reservoirs. Stop with your stupid guessing game on how much rain's going to fall in the next 15 years. You don't know, and you'll never know. Besides that, us humans living in homes with families, we use a tiny amount of water. Most of the water is used, I think over 80% of the water is used for farming. 11% of the water is used to grow almonds. 11% of the water just for almonds, and 3/4 of the almonds are shipped to China. So the whole thing is a racket and a scam, but everything is about restricting. Don't drive a gas-powered car. We don't have the electricity so you can plug in. Looks like the buses aren't going to work either. Looks like you're running out of water. What the hell? What's going on? This nonsense never ends. The intent of the rules, and this passed in 2018, was to make conservation a way of life in California. The rules are already 2 years behind schedule. They're supposed to take effect in October. But now the analyst office is saying, we shouldn't do this. This is going to cost people a lot of money. And, of course, it's going to hit the poor, the working class, the middle class the worst, right? Because they don't have any wiggle room in their budget for this nonsense. And it's complete and utter nonsense. I'm sure it benefits somebody politically connected. Can't figure out who yet. All right, more coming up. John Cobalt Show, Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Oh, and it's the Delta Smelt.
Delta Smelt.
I know, I couldn't remember either, but a listener just sent it.
Delta Smelt. Yeah. Have you seen a picture of the Delta Smelt?
No.
What an ugly little pathetic fish.
Okay, well, just because it's ugly doesn't mean that we need to wish it.
It's
too
ugly to live. You know, there are creatures that are too ugly to live.
Oh, no.
You've seen people that way.
Okay. I'm not saying anymore.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Tomorrow at 10 o'clock, if you want to watch me and my wife on her video podcast, it's called Deborah Cobalt Live. She does these every week, all the time. She has her own video podcast show. And I'm going to be on for about an hour her only guest, to talk about the history of the John and Ken Show. So it's 10 o'clock tomorrow night, and you can see it on YouTube or Facebook. You can watch it live, or obviously it'll be recorded, and you could watch it whenever you want. So YouTube and Facebook, 10 o'clock in the morning, Deborah Kobelt live, and I'll be on talking about the history of the John and Ken Show video podcast. So enjoy that if you can. All right, so we just talked about Gavin Newsom a few minutes ago because there's a photo of him at some Mexican resort driving Bill Clinton around in a golf cart. This is just hours after the revelation that one of Epstein's former teenage girlfriends says she knows there are videotapes of Clinton having sex with one of the girls. In fact, that girl has the video. There's video of her having sex with Clinton. You can see his face. Prince Andrew. In fact, Prince Andrew is mentioned more than 60 times in the new document dump. Prince Andrew and Richard Branson, the billionaire. So Newsom is hanging out with that that old pervert. Meantime, he's in the news that there's new legislation coming out of Sacramento. He's pushing for this to crack down on property crime, but he wants to stop short of having voters reconsider Prop 47. Wait till you hear this. It's like they don't want to touch Prop 47, but what are we going to do about all the property theft going on? You know, not only stolen stuff from your house, but stolen stuff at all the stores, the smash and grab robberies. It says here the Democrats really have some political issues because everybody in the state's upset by public safety. And they don't know what to do because they went all in on de-incarcerating everybody. And there's really no other way to stop the crime. If there isn't a consequence, you don't throw them in prison. There's nothing else you can do. So everybody, obviously, common sense says you get rid of Prop 47 and you put in some long penalties for repeated property theft and robberies and all that. So Newsom wants to create new categories of crimes targeting what he calls professional offenders who've stolen property or burglarized vehicles repeatedly and go after the ones who are reselling the goods and for the people who resell large amounts of stolen goods as well. And he wants new crimes to arrest retail thieves and to make permanent a law that would charge organized retail crime. This is just worded so badly here. I just saw this minutes ago. So the legislature obviously is all Democratic. It's got a 2/3 majority, veto-proof majority. So there's nothing you can do. And there's so many stupid progressives who've come up with these stupid ideas that now criminals are obviously running rampant. And Newsom realizes, I can't run for president on this, but he can't roll back Prop. You have to roll back Prop 47, and you have to put everybody in prison. And you have to put them in prison over and over again for longer and longer periods of time. And then the property crime and the smash and grab robberies, they all go away. There is no other way. There is no other way. I don't know what year the voters realize that. We'll see. Conway's next.
Hey now. Hey, Mark Thompson is here on Tuesday. He's down the hall in the men's room. Christina Pascucci is coming in. She's running for Senate. We'll talk to her. Brad Meltzer, a very popular author, is coming in as well. He'll be on the phone, I think. Celebrating a 10th year anniversary with his blockbuster books. And then it was the hottest year. 2023 was the hottest year in the history of, I don't know, the earth.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Says who?
Well,
prove that.
I don't know about that, but I got frost warnings for you for tonight.
Yeah, right. It was 37 on the west side this morning.
How to keep your pipes from bursting tonight. That's a full segment.
Tell these people to suck on it. Stupid phony.
John, it's hot.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
that's one of the coldest years I remember in California the last 12 months.
It is pretty chilly. But nobody can really explain to me why Venus, Mars, and I think it was Pluto all have record heat. All three of those planted.
Right?
Yeah. And it's not just, it's not a right-wing nut case in the South doing it. It's MIT.
Oh, well, on Venus, they only drive diesel cars.
Exactly. So we're heating up the universe.
Oh, look who finally came in.
Speaking of heating up the universe, Marky T.
I was literally in a meeting paying you a compliment.
Marky T.
A meeting.
Conway.
Oh, yes, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Hey, I paid you a compliment.
Oh.
Didn't I? I think John did.
That would be.
No. You said he was in the bathroom.
Oh, that's right. I said you're the. Hey, look, if you're in the bathroom as a 60, 55-year-old guy, wherever you are, that's
you're right. That I can still use. I still have command of my waterworks.
That's positive. Right.
But I was saying that Tim did a particularly good interview, John, if you heard it, with this presidential candidate, didn't you?
Okay, last week. Yeah, a guy named Dean Phillips.
Yeah, and I was just saying, I thought he, you know how Tim comes at it from less the political side? He comes at it like, hey, I love Mall of America, And then he got the guy talking. It was brilliant. I'm not kidding. It was actually really great. And then he segued, seamlessly into politics. It was very cool, pal.
Thank you,
very, very cool. Maybe there'll be none of that today on Conway's show.
Dean Phillips. Yeah.
Well, he's not. I'm not saying he broke the campaign wide open, but I'm just saying.
What's the movie where Peter Sellers walks across the lake at the end? Everyone thinks he's, being there. Maybe at the end of my life. Walk across the lake.
That'd be impressive.
Yeah. All right. Conway's coming up with Thompson.
That's, yeah, John. That's come a, on,
that's
John
a, that's a Jesus Christ reference, by the way, John.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Crusher's got the news. Yeah. I never saw the movie.
Oh, you never saw the movie?
No.
Oh, you got to see Being There. It's great.
Yeah, I guess
it's fantastic. Yeah. Sorry to give away the ending.
John will get right on it. All right.
Crusher's got the news.
That's great.
Then I could understand what you're talking
about.
Maybe
watch the ending first.
Live in the KFI 24-hour news. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship. With thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.